Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
I'm on time.
Wow.
It's a miracle. I don't usually stay on schedule around here. Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Our producer's Lynn Hall on the other side of the glass this morning. Rob Center has the day off. Movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional film critic and author and women in cinema advocate. He has a review of what looks like a perfectly fun movie, Renfield.
Nicholas Holt plays the title character in Renfield. He's the personal assistant to Nicolas Cage's Dracula, and he's grown tired of bringing his boss innocent people to feed on. An impetus to change comes after meeting cop Awkwafina, who's been trying to bring down a local crime family. When that family aligns with Dracula, all kinds of violent mayhem breaks out. Well, of course it does. What would a Dracula movie be without buckets and buckets of blood? Renfield is mostly a comedy about how the character grows to realize his boss is an abusive narcissist and the professional relationship is highly dysfunctional. In other words, it's The Devil Wears Prada, but with vampires and way less fancy clothes. The movie earns quite a few big laughs from that premise. The action scenes, meanwhile, are as stylish as they are gory. Then you've got Nicolas Cage as Dracula, and that idea is every bit as amazing as it sounds. He steals every scene he's in with his astonishingly over-the-top performance. Renfield's plot is predictable, and I wish it had devoted a little more time to showing Renfield and Dracula together. That said, if you're in the mood for a shot of ultra-gory horror comedy, enough about the film works to make it worth a look. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Van Helsings.
Okay. Is it in any way tied to the Van Helsing type of a Dracula? You know, ultra-dark, no comedic movement at all?
No, I mean, this is definitely, first and foremost, a comedy. There are horror elements in it, but the goal here is to make you laugh.
Okay, yeah. It's just, I just now watched the trailer, strangely enough, and it looked perfectly entertaining, so.
It is. The story, like I said, is it's more of a premise than a plot. You know, you have this idea that Renfield wants to get away from Dracula, and that's kind of it. I wish there was more depth to the story. I wish they spent more time showing that dynamic between those two. But I have to admit, I laughed pretty frequently at this movie, and the action scenes are a lot of fun. So I do recommend it. It's not a great film. I don't know that I'll remember much about it next year at this time. But for an hour and a half, it was very entertaining.
Sounds like a franchise to me. If this is successful at the box office, then we're going to certainly see that there'll be more Mr. Renfield Goes to Hollywood or things like this. You know, whatever it happens to be.
Unfortunately, it flopped in its debut weekend. This was a very expensive movie to make, and it underperformed from where they thought it was going to, because there was a lot of buzz about Nicolas Cage playing Dracula, but it just didn't pull people in. So I think this one, unfortunately, is going to do a fast fade, but it's one of those things that people will probably discover on streaming, and then it'll grow a fan base. That would be my guess.
Okay. Such as, comparable to, like?
I mean, a totally different kind of genre, but Office Space was a great example of a movie that flopped when it came out, and now good luck finding somebody who hasn't seen it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Office Space. Okay. So, yeah, Renfield, three
Van Helsings.
Okay. worth seeing, in your view.
Yeah.
And still at theaters at this time.
Yes.
All right. Mini reviews. Quasi.
Yes. This is the new film from Broken Lizard, the comedy troupe who made Super Troopers and Beer Fest and Club Dread.
Oh.
And this is their take on the Quasimodo story. It's very loosely based on The Hunchback of Notre Dame. They do not stick to the plot. They go their own weird way. And interestingly, because they're borrowing an idea from classic literature, this is narratively their most structured film, which I found kind of interesting. I laughed enough at this movie again to recommend it to other Broken Lizard fans. I like their style of comedy. If you like their style of comedy, you'll laugh at this too. A lot of people do not like that style of comedy, and they will hate it. So,
okay.
3 stars for Quasi if you're a Broken Lizard fan, as I am.
And will the trailer give people a clue as to whether they might like it or not? Is there enough in there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. One of the rare times I haven't seen the trailer for the films you're reviewing. Okay, Emily, we hear people talking about this one.
This movie's been in limited release since February, and it opens today at my sponsor, the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, which is a perfect place to see it. And I wanted to talk about it because this is one of my favorite movies of the year, and it has, again, this movie has struggled to really break out. and it deserves an audience. It stars Emma Mackey as the author Emily Bronte. And the movie is a hypothesis about what might have led her to write her classic Wuthering Heights. Not much is known about Emily Bronte. She was kind of elusive, kind of a recluse. Most of the information we have about her came from her sister. It's hard to say whether her sister's accounts were accurate. So this movie kind of speculates that Emily Bronte met a priest who came to the village and had a relationship with him, and how that spurred her to write Wuthering Heights. Now, that may sound dull. I've seen movies like this about classic works of literature or authors that are very dull and boring. This movie is sometimes very funny. It's very dramatic. It's a little sexy at times. You know, it got the hot and heavy romance going on there. And it's a lot of fun. So Emily is a film I give 3.5 stars to. It's at the Campus Theater. You could not find a better place to see this movie. And I really hope people will go and check it out this weekend. Even if you think, that's not my cup of tea, I promise you this movie is more lively and entertaining than your average costume drama.
Go get some non-bagged popcorn, some real popcorn they make with oil and everything in the popcorn maker.
Right.
Okay, so that's at the Campus. Emily, does this have elements of truth to it?
A little bit, but again, you know, not too much is known about her. So the movie is very much speculative fiction, trying to imagine what might have led her to write her classic novel.
And you're giving this a score? 3.5. Oh, good. 3.5. Okay, and it's up at the Campus Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a ton going on in Lewisburg in, this weekend and in the weeks ahead, so you can add that to your list up there. So
yep.
Just spend Saturday and Sunday up in Lewisburg. You'll be good. Do the 5K in the morning and then the rest of the stuff in the afternoon. Okay, so that is Emily. And the Arts Festival's next weekend, so you might as well stay the whole week. All right, entertainment news. Let's see. Alec Baldwin off the hook 100% now?
No, just temporarily. The charges against him in that Rust shooting have been dismissed, but that's only because there is new evidence that's been presented, and so the prosecutors want to evaluate that, and they can charge him again. So these current charges were dropped, but that doesn't mean that he's off the hook yet.
Okay, yeah, this what a vexing situation, really. It's so hard to figure out what's going on, but maybe they have definitive charges to file against somebody who's truly responsible, and maybe it is Alex. All right, Jonathan Majors, he's in trouble?
We were talking about him a couple weeks ago. Those accusations came out. He was arrested for beating a woman. And now there are more women coming out and working with the prosecutors in New York, speaking out against him and telling stories that they have also been abused by him. And he was dropped from his management agency, which is really not a good thing for an actor, especially at his point in his career. His career is really taken off, and now he's lost his management. So he could be in potentially more legal trouble, and certainly he's becoming a pariah in Hollywood for his alleged actions.
Like jail time trouble in the future?
Hard to say. It depends on what these women who are coming forward and cooperating have to say and whether it can be proved. So we'll have to see how it plays out, but certainly not a good place for him to be right now, and certainly some of these stories are very, very serious.
And some of these stories, you know, I always think of sort of the strange activity of different actors hurts them, but other times it does not.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of stuff that has hurt actors overall.
Yeah, I mean, this one really seems to be taking a toll fast. And again, Getting dropped by your agency when you're an actor, that is, you become poison.
Okay.
You know, nobody else wants to pick you up because you've already been dropped, and people assume there's a reason why.
They don't want to be advocating for this kind of behavior. Okay.
Right.
Let's see. Somebody else busted. The Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Chucky actor?
Yeah, you may not know the name Ed Gale, but you absolutely have seen him at work. He was inside the costume playing the title character in 1986's Howard the Duck. He also did the stunt work for the original Child's Play when they weren't using a doll. There were a couple scenes where he was in a Chucky costume. He's been in a lot of other movies. But he got caught this week in an online predator sting. It wasn't carried out by law enforcement. It was carried out by one of those kind of individual vigilante groups. I think we have one in this area, or the Scranton area, where they kind of go online and try to catch people, and then they take the text to law enforcement. And they caught him sending messages to what he believed was a teenager, and then arranging a meetup for sex. And so they took it to the police department. The police so far have declined to charge, so we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, the actor who played Howard the Duck and Chucky is potentially in a little bit of trouble.
Right. And in some cases, the individual seeks charges publicly, and that's the extent of it. The police have trouble. I guess there's some train of evidence or something, or intent, and or you know some dilemma. It's not cut and dried for police.
Right, and these people who kind of take it on themselves to try to catch predators, I suspect, create a few flaws in the legality of it all.
Right, entrapment or maybe something like that. Okay, yeah. Well, to be continued. But in any event, that's tough news to hear. Certainly, if there's truth to that, that's well, probably rightfully so, poisoning his career. Okay, that's it in terms of most of the things you've talked about this week. What's on your agenda in the week ahead?
Going to be advanced screening a couple of the late spring, early summer movies. You know, the summer movie season technically kicks off in 2 weeks with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and then we're going to get 3 months of one big, big movie after another.
Okay, and some of the big movies we'll see this summer, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy, Pixar's Elemental, looks like it could be really big. We got Fast 10 coming out next month. That's
finally
certainly going to be a big one.
Seems like an interminable wait between my Fast and Furious movies. Of course, I'm into mindless entertainment, so that kind of works out. Yeah. Movie Mike, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com, and on Twitter, @aisleseat. Do you have one of those blue check marks? Are you one of them?
I did until yesterday when Elon Musk took it away.
It went away.
But
yeah,
it's still me on there.
Yeah, WKOK still has one, but I guess... And we don't pay for it, so I guess it's taken them a while to go through them all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, some people still have them. But anyway, okay, thank you. @aisleseat, 100% reliable. I'll vouch for him. If Elon doesn't, I certainly will. His appearance sponsored, as he mentioned, by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Find the full schedule for the month ahead at campustheater.org.